Hello and welcome to VI Headline Rewind with Shelley DeWeese. In celebration of Women's History Month, we honor the unique blend of women and VI history in the Virgin Islands. You know, just reflecting on my own journey from Bronx, New York to St. Croix, where my roots run pretty deep, I used to find I've been inspired by stories from family members. It all started on 820 Dawson Street in the Bronx when I would be visiting my grandmother's house, where it was the stopping ground on weekends where family and friends would meet and chat and chew and chat and chew. Whether we were eating red pea soup, drinking ginger beer, it was always a good time being around your cousins and your family. And it was a time, but when you was around the adults, you know, you were seen and really heard. But I used to sit back and listen to the stories. I used to be so enthralled by it. And I always wanted to experience, and believe it or not, I moved to the Virgin Islands over 30 plus years ago, and I'm still talking like a New Yorker. But anyway, I was able to trace my history, my family, to the Danish West Indies, and most recently to Africa. So you can take a look at my genealogical journey blog, and that's on ShelleySkylineJourney.com. We'll put the link in for you. Well, let's get to why we're here, and that's exploring the revered woman history makers, okay? And what I've done was turn the spotlight on the enduring tradition of pageants in the Virgin Islands. Those are wonderful. And diving into the past, I unearthed the earliest pageant that I could find, and that was during the 100th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation celebration. Now, that proclamation was given in 1848 by the Governor General, Peter Von Shelton, which he told the enslaved people, big announcement, those who were unfree is now free. Simple as that. And so this is a tradition that we celebrate. And so this was during the 100th anniversary. So let's take a look at the headlines, okay? And the St. Croix Avis headline published in 1948 declared Centennial Queen crowned at Government House, leading rivals 3-1. Okay, so here it is. Miss Mariel Mackay, veteran nurse at the Kings Hill home, was crowned Centennial Queen during a brief ceremony at Government House held on Friday night to mark the opening of the Freedom Centennial Celebration. Five other candidates, contestants, became her ladies in waiting. Balloting was stopped early. Was stopped exactly at 11 o'clock, rather, 1 hour later than had been announced. Now, this was going to give those candidates who started campaigning late to a chance to sell their votes up to the last minute. And each vote sold for only 5 cents. And citizens will vote for their favorite regardless of where they resided, whether they was in Christiansted or Frederickstead, everybody could vote. So that was the one and only category, was selling the votes. Now let's look at the results. Miss Mackay had led her nearest rival by almost 3-1. Wow, having polled 10,585 as against her nearest rival, which was Miss Dorothy Mota. She had 3,252 votes. And Miss Elaine Julian's 2,371. Others who trailed were Miss Gertrude James, Miss Beryl Armstrong, and Miss Berline Seals. All the contestants were exceptionally friendly to each other. All seemed satisfied that Miss Mackay, who was modest and smiling, had won. The queen was crowned by the Honorable honorable R.H. Amphlett leader amidst prolonged applause. I guess that was like a standing ovation. Two orchestras, the Motor Brothers and the Rhythm Makers, furnished the music for the occasion. What a wonderful night that was. And just taking another look at Miss Marilyn Mackay, a side note, you might say, is that Marilyn Agatha Mackay, she was born on April 2nd, 1894, Herman Hill, St. Croix, and her parents were William Henry Mackay and Ellen Christine Benjamin, all from St. Croix. She died on November 2nd, 1961, in Christiansted, St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands. And so there's that. And I have more to say about, there's more fun facts about Miss Marilyn Mackay, and I'd like to, going to come back with an episode two on that. And just to, and also to take a look at the legacy that she left, you know, with her community, with her family, and also how these pageants had evolved over the years. Stay informed, stay tuned. Headlines Rewind. See you soon. Bye-bye.